Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in John Rash of the Star Tribune for our Rash Report. Of course, he is our media expert. I wanted to start off, John, and by the way, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on the WCCO Morning News. I wanted to first ask about Donald Trump's new, social media platform, which, by the way, I just saw this morning, apparently was hacked by the group Anonymous, who said the effort was part of their online war against hate. It seems like this is just already a mess.
Well, it seems, I concur that it is already a mess from a potential of hacking, but the potential on Wall Street seems relatively strong. The company that is part of this has done very well with this concept, but moving concept into reality is always challenging in any endeavor, social media in particular. And it's, of course, called Truth Social, and it claims to encourage an open, free, and honest global conversation without discriminating against political ideology. And that's the end quote in terms of their description, self-description. And yet its terms of service forbids users from using the platform to, quote, disparage, tarnish, or otherwise harm, in our opinion, us and or the site. So it, to some degree, seems like it will be an echo chamber, partly because those who will be attracted to it already are supporters of President Trump and the conservative causes that he espouses. But they seemingly will have the same reaction that Facebook, Twitter, and other social media companies had in terms of pushing him off their sites if people disparage him or disparage the site. So I think that will be very limiting in terms of any kind of conversation that happens on Twitter and Facebook and some of the other social sites as well. So we'll have to see how it succeeds. He certainly has a very significant following politically, to the degree that this translates into his new social media company. We'll have to wait and see how that develops.
I'm very interested to see it as well, because I think there have been previous attempts like Parler, ER, if you've are remembering that one, where they tried to be that more different kind of space, and they still had to have certain terms of service that did cut down on things like hate speech, white supremacist ideology, for example. And that's, you know, something that you want to see obviously cut down on in the social media sphere, of course. And so I will be interested if this really is a no holds barred type of social media platform, and what control and what will be the result and the impact and possibly the repercussions of that as well. Next question.
You're quite right regarding Parler, in terms of, you know, one of the challenges for them was less them policing the site and more those that carry the site policing it, especially in the wake of the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. They lost carriage in terms of you know, the platforms that are responsible to have these sites. So we'll have to see if some of the same dynamics play out with Truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Next thing I want to ask you about is about Facebook's rebranding. The report this week that we could know by the end of the month or sometime soon about a new rebranding for Facebook, because there are several products. It's not just the Facebook app. It's also Oculus. It's Instagram. It's WhatsApp. I'm sure I'm missing something in there. But this seems also very clearly, John, a distraction to me, that like changing using the name Facebook will make us all forget about the impact that it's had, not just on our democracy, but even impacting things like genocide in other parts of the world. It is just an incredible time for Facebook, and this still is not seeing the kind of accountability that we should be. This is seems like just maybe putting a new bandage on something, a new wrapper or label.
I concur, and in many ways they're talking about changing the name, but what they're really trying to do is change the subject from the dynamics you described, including the global impact and some of it extraordinarily negative, including lethal in some countries where Facebook has been tied to rising violence in terms of mobs forming online and then forming in the real world as well. And the Facebook whistleblower who recently came forward about the deleterious effects of some of their sites, particularly on teen girls as an example, and other research that had been done at Facebook, but according to her allegations, buried at Facebook as well. So, you know, Google did the same thing where they changed their parent name to Alphabet because, you know, they do have other endeavors besides Google, which of course is the biggest, but, you know, they're trying to work in the healthcare space and driverless cars. And, you know, Facebook does have other products and they want to focus on what Mark Zuckerberg seems really interested in right now, which is the metaverse, which is a very loosely defined, you know, expansive network of kind of real-time rendered 3D worlds, more sci-fi than reality at this point. But, you know, people still probably will refer to it as Facebook in terms of the company, let alone, of course, they'll keep that name for the social media site.
I kind of wish already I could just mute the word metaverse from ever coming near me, because just when I just think about the current social media environment, and we're talking about the metaverse instead of the real tangible and, as you said, lethal effects it has. And we're talking about having virtual meetings as, you know, digital people. John, thank you so much. Quickly before I let you go, what are you working on for the paper?
Writing a column for tomorrow about big tech, including Facebook and other firms, and, you know, how increasingly they're becoming geopolitical forces in their own right because they're transnational and they are having a major effect on a lot of national narratives, just as you had described. So, interestingly enough, I'm going to write about that for tomorrow.
All right. Excellent. John Rash with the Star Tribune and the Rash Report. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Traffic and weather coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.